we're going to talk now about eating bugs. Sounds like something you do if you lost a bet, right? But lots of people eat bugs as a staple of their diets. Bugs require little food or water to grow. They're high in protein and have a low carbon footprint. A few U.S. companies have cropped up that are marketing insect powder as a nutritional supplement. So, are we ready for cricket cookies and milkshakes? From KCRW in Los Angeles, Avishai Artsy looks at what could be the next big food trend.
In the sun-drenched San Fernando Valley suburb of Van Nuys, three entrepreneurs in their mid-20s are setting up what looks like a complicated growing operation in a warehouse.
So everything here primarily is repurposed cannabis growing equipment. We can go step inside this tent right here. In here, we've got about 75,000 in here right now.
75,000 crickets. In bins filled with cardboard and a pasty food substance, my guide is Elliot Mermel, a 25-year-old entrepreneur and the founder of Coallo Valley Farms.
So you can hear kind of the ambient noise in here is pretty nice. You've got a little fan going. It's nice and warm, and you've got the chirping. It's a great place to fall asleep.
These crickets are being grown for food, not for fishing bait or pet reptiles, but for humans. Once they reach adulthood, the crickets are put in a cold room until they go into hibernation and they never wake up. Then they're ground up, pasteurized, and dried into a powder. This is a process that Dr. Aaron Dossey, a biochemist in Georgia, has been working on for years. He's the founder of the company All Things Bugs.
I entered this because I thought it was neat and I thought I could innovate in this space. It was new. There's a lot of room. As I call it, this is very low-crawling fruit. There's a lot of innovation to be done.
His company buys crickets wholesale from farms, grinds them up, and sells them to companies that use the powder in cookies and nutrition bars. The company Six Foods uses it for their cricket chips, which they call chirps. While some regulatory issues still need to be addressed, he expects mainstream companies like Whole Foods to catch on quickly. But are mainstream consumers in the U.S. ready to eat creepy, crawly insects, even in powdered form? I asked Bricia Lopez, co-owner of Galaguetza, a Oaxacan restaurant in Los Angeles. Lopez says all sorts of insects are eaten in Oaxaca.
Escamoles, which are, you know, ant larvae. We eat gusanos de maguey, which are the worms that grow inside the maguey. We eat these big ants that are called chicatanas, so we make salsa out of them.
At Galaguetza, Lopez serves fried grasshoppers known as chapulines, prepared with tomato, onion, jalapeno, garlic, and parsley. She says people order them every day in the restaurant, and not just Oaxacan customers. But that doesn't mean they've gone mainstream, even in Mexico.
It's a thing in Oaxaca, people eat them, but if you go in other parts of Mexico, like in other states, they're not as popular. So I think it's still going to be a while to see grasshoppers on like McDonald's menus or something.
Yeah, maybe not at McDonald's, not yet anyway, but it's not so far-fetched. Food marketing analyst Phil Lempert says crickets are a way better deal than meat or poultry, and big food businesses like that.
Pound for pound, insects, for example, crickets, have about the same amount of protein as does chicken, but certainly costs a lot less to produce, a lot less space, and some would argue a lot more sustainable.
Raising crickets also requires a lot less water, a strong argument in the drought-stricken Western U.S. Leslie Ziegler is co-founder of Biddy Foods, based in San Francisco. They sell cricket flour for baking, and their cookies with cricket flour sell in all 50 states and in over 30 countries.
Yeah, so we actually think it's really important to use crickets in a ground format to introduce it to the Western market, simply because there is no visual barrier to overcome. You know, the use of whole insects, while we think it's delicious, is not quite as palatable for people, which is why, you know, we roast them and then grind them. So it's very similar to making coffee.
Ziegler says 80% of the world gets at least part of their protein from insects. It's about time, she says, that the U.S. catches up. For The World, I'm Avishai Artsy in Los Angeles.
By the way, when I'm not subbing in for Marco in the host hot seat, I edit the world's satire desk. One of the things I focus on is global cartoons, which are often the most interesting and honest news about what's going on around the world. Check out what I just tweeted today at PRI.org and follow me on Twitter @globalcartoons.